commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Almost all of my broadcasting work has been on the radio, not on television. Frankly, I'm not good-looking enough to be on television. TV is the land of men with good hair and attention-grabbing eyes and square jawlines. Many years ago, I was a panelist on a local TV news show called Perspectives. It was a local version of Meet the Press, and no amount of makeup could make me presentable for television. I'm sure the producers were thinking, can't we find anyone else? It is worse for women. There are many local evening newscasts that feature older, experienced newsmen paired with a younger, attractive newswoman. TV executives have researched how their news team is supposed to look, and focus groups of TV viewers say over and over again that the slightly gray male anchor is considered distinguished and credible, while viewers tend to judge the female TV anchor based solely on whether she's young and attractive. On television, good-looking people get better ratings. So what should we make of the case of TV sports sideline reporter Pam Oliver? You would never guess her age. She is 53, and she's been demoted as the sideline reporter for Fox Sports' number one NFL play-by-play team. Her replacement is someone younger and blonder, Erin Andrews, who's 37. I'm sure that Andrews tests better in focus groups. So in any other career, what happens to women in television would lead to lawsuits. The out for TV management is these are ratings-based decisions. What's a shame is that Pam Oliver really knows football. She can break down an NFL defense and give legitimate insights into the game that enhances the average fan's viewing experience. Now, for the record, Erin Andrews and Michelle Tafoya, the other high-profile female sideline reporters, know their football, too. But I'm suspicious of some of the other sideline reporters. Do they know what they're talking about, or are they just a pretty face? I'm certain none of the older male play-by-play announcers would lose their jobs based on how they look.